short week like this, are there guys not practicing today that might be practicing on Thursday?
Well, probably. I mean, when you look at it, a lot of this has to do with just the fact that, you know, typically on Wednesday, a few more of these guys would probably be limited in participation as opposed to not practicing at all. So, you know, it's something we've had to do. Probably the biggest thing more so than anything else, most of those guys have all gotten their reps in terms of the walkthroughs, the installation periods, you know, when everything's just at a walkthrough pace. You know, some of them had limited participation. Again, those guys probably would not have practiced today if today was Wednesday.
Of these guys on here, of the did not practice, would you think Cox and Coleman are the ones most likely not to play?
Yeah, Cox, Coleman, and Ryan Khalil. Those three probably, for sure. Those three probably aren't going to play.
Funches
should be fine. You know, he's pretty sore. He had a very physical game again. Did some really good things, and you know, he should be fine tomorrow and go through some of practice stuff.
And the cornerbacks.
Yes, cornerbacks as well. You know, these guys all got nicked during the game as well, and you know, we're just again, if this had been Wednesday, they probably would have had limited participation.
Eagles tackles, offensive tackles doing so well. They've gone up against some pretty good pass rushers.
Well, I think it's a mix of things that they do. I mean, they first of all, they're very good, but you do see that they get occasional help. You do see that the quarterback gets the ball out, a lot of quick throws for them as well. But they're good football players, and that's probably the biggest thing, most of anything else, is that they're just good football players. You know, the thing that's got to help as well is, you know, if you can get some good inside push, you know, who knows what happens after that.
You feel like you guys have enough tape on Wentz from this year, because their offense just seems way different with the personnel from last year to this year?
Well, I think the personnel is different. I think, you know, but some things are still static. You know, they're still the same. But, again, I think first thing that they're doing very well is I think they're running the ball very well. I think LeGarrette Blount is a terrific back. I mean, I've always been a fan in terms of things that he's done throughout the league. He's a big physical runner, a lot like Jonathan. They can control the tempo and the pace of the game. And, you know, we've got to gear up for that, obviously.
Given Cam's success the last 2 weeks and just what you've done to this point, would you guess you guys will probably keep with the same practice plan for him throughout the season?
Well, again, I think a lot of it has to do with how he feels more than anything else. I mean, he's felt good the last couple of weeks, and again, it goes back to, you know, what was said earlier in the year, is that those first few weeks were a struggle because he was going through the process of, you know, getting his shoulder back in shape, and now I think he's at that point where he's feeling really good about it, you know, with proper rest and treatment. You know, he's ready to go the next day. He threw today and did some nice things, really did. So pretty excited about, you know, how things are going for him.
And related, how much has his improved health and the strength allowed Mike to do a little more in that offense?
And that's a big part of it. Again, you know, there are certain throws that he's making again, and that's a huge plus. I think last week, Sunday, was indicative of that. And again, I think, you know, as he gets stronger and stronger, you know, we can do some more things to what we want to do.
Is his completion percentage, I asked about it yesterday, but I mean, is McCaffrey a big or part of the reason why that's going on?
I think it's part of the reason. You know, again, some of the other things that are going on is, you know, Kelvin's relatively healthy. You know, Funch has matured into a solid player that we believed he could be. And you do see him throwing more to the backs, Christian in particular. So I think that helps.
How important has Devin Funches' development been to this offense?
I think it's been huge because, again, it's taken a lot of pressure off of Kelvin. And I think those two can become a really good tandem. We're starting to see what the possibility is. I like the fact that, and as I said before, I like the fact that he's spreading the ball around. You know, anywhere between 8, 9, and 10 different targets that he's hit. That's important when you spread the ball around. And when you start targeting one guy, It limits that guy's effectiveness eventually. But keeping the ball spread, I think that helps your offense.
With it being a short week and Christian McCaffrey coming off his first career NFL touchdown, could that boost his confidence and add an extra spring in his step?
You know, it's interesting because I think the only thing that he was concerned about is helping us win as much, not really as concerned about the fact that he did get his first touchdown. You know, there's always a little something like that does come about. You know, it's just human nature. I mean, he's fired up about that. But, you know, when you talk to him about it, it's like, well, you know, it's support we want. I mean, he's got the right attitude, and he's all about the team and ball. I mean, it's great to have players like that.
We had Doug Peterson on the call today. He was talking about how, of course, you guys both were under Andy Reid. Do you see anything out of the way Doug coaches and or sort of runs his program that reminds you of the way you run yours or Andy's similarities?
Well, I mean, I really haven't a chance to see, you know, a lot of things that they do in terms of practice just from what I've seen on film, you know, or the clips or something like that. But, you know, if he's like anything like any of the guys that have worked for Andy, we've all taken from him. I mean, you know, right on down to – I know Sean does a lot of things that Andy did. I do a lot of things that Andy does. John Harbaugh does. I mean, all the guys have been head coaches. We can honestly all say that there's something that we're doing that we took from Coach. I mean, you know, we were all with him for a long, long period of time. I think the guy that was probably the shortest tenured that's the head coach might be John Harbaugh, I think. But, you know, when you get guys that, you know, work for Andy, you most certainly going to learn, and he's great at it.
The Eagles have been really good on third down. Have you noticed anything specifically Wentz is doing on third down?
Well, probably one of the things that has helped them when you go back a little, they've been a lot of third and short to mediums. And a lot of that has to do, obviously, with their ability to run the football and put themselves in good position. If you can keep it right around, you know, third, three, four, five, predominantly, you've got a much better chance, obviously, of converting. And that's probably one of the bigger things that's happened with them is their success on first and second down as well. But I do think the one thing that you do watch with Carson, he's very decisive, makes quick decisions. And with that, he'll go with his first, what looks to be his first read or his initial read.
You mentioned the problems that Blunt brings up. Would you prefer to be able to stop Blunt and just see what the young quarterback can kind of do?
Yes. You know, if you can make these guys one-dimensional, it might be a good thing. But having said that, last week it was 21-0 before the quarter was done. So, you know, be careful what you wish for.
Anything else? Coach, I know you don't like to get political, but with the president tweeting about NFL tax breaks, has it been particularly difficult this season with politics leaking over into sports?
I do. I think it's unfortunate. You know, one of the things that I really do believe is if there's a way to keep it separate. You know, the biggest thing I've learned through all this, more so than anything else, is that we all have rights. You know, and we all have a right to choose, and that's what our men and women of the service of the military did for us was to protect those rights, which we most certainly do appreciate.
Thanks.
We're good. Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.
Well, happy birthday. Okay.
Birthday.
But where are the cookies? Ed, you're in charge.
Shall we see?